This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan officials say at least four planes chartered to evacuate several hundred people from Afghanistan, people seeking to escape the Taliban takeover, have been unable to leave the country for days. Conflicting accounts emerged on Sunday about why the flights weren't able to take off as pressure increases on the United States to help those left behind in Afghanistan. An Afghan official at a northern airport said that the would-be passengers were Afghans. He said many did not have passports or visas and so were unable to leave the country. But the top Republican on the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee, Michael McCaul of Texas, told Fox News that the group included Americans and that they were sitting on the planes, but the Taliban was not letting them leave. He didn't say where that information came from. An official with the U.S. State Department told AP that the State Department has no reliable way to confirm that information, including how many American citizens might be on the flights, since it no longer has people on the ground in Afghanistan. That official added, however, that the State Department will hold the Taliban to their pledges to let people travel freely. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly about the matter. A UN spokesman said the United Nations humanitarian chief, Martin Griffiths, met on Sunday with leaders of the Taliban who pledged to guarantee the safety of humanitarian workers and aid access. In Afghanistan, Griffiths is in Kabul to have several days of meeting with Taliban leadership as Afghanistan faces a humanitarian disaster. Griffiths said on Sunday that the humanitarian community is committed to delivering what he called impartial and independent humanitarian assistance to the people of Afghanistan. You're listening to VOA News.